races going. The National League East is not one of them. Atlanta's clowning. The Red Sox are clowning. So things going very well there.
How's your Cubs dressed?
My what?
They
could be one of the top 50 college baseball programs in the country if they wanted to be. But I don't know. I'm hoping they're going to get a turnaround. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I'll just start with that question. Let's bring Bobby Valentine in on the Revolution Hotline.
What century will they turn it around?
Bobby, how are you?
Which century for whom?
Well, Christina's taking shots. She's a Canadian, and I'm a Cubs fan, and she's taking shots at me.
No, my best friend in the world, she's a Cubs fan, too. You guys are all crazy.
How many more centuries do I have to wait? Are they on the right track? I know they're failing miserably this year, but are they building towards the future? That's what they always say.
Oh, I've heard that before. I think it's time to see it to believe it.
You are now the athletic director at Sacred Heart, and I think most people who have followed your career probably know that by now. Are you missing managing a lot this year, or are you enjoying your current occupation?
Well, I'm so busy dealing with 31 Division I sports teams and doing these radio shows that I haven't had time to miss anything except for a few meals.
What made you want to be an AD? I mean, didn't you take enough abuse as a manager? Now you want to live under the scrutiny of being responsible for a bunch of sports?
Yeah, you know, I got the phone call. It was presented to me that there was a need, and they felt I could fill it. And I've always been the one to try different things, and this is different, that's for sure. And I'm enjoying the ride.
The Mets haven't called you, have they?
What would they call me?
Well, they could use some help. Just saying. Their record is better than
they're in the building program also.
Yeah, they have a better record than the Cubs, I guess I have to point out.
That's such a sweet way of saying it.
That
they're
is.
In the rebuilding.
It's all good.
Program.
What do you see shaping up with the playoff races? We've obviously got some interesting races, including now the American League East has four teams of relevance, I guess, in the wild card. You've got only a game and a half separating second and fourth between Tampa, Baltimore, and New York. So, any thoughts on what's going to shake out there and how impressive Boston has been this year?
Too confusing and too exciting as far as the wild card teams are concerned. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing race. And Boston has put it together. They brought in about 10 new players, all of whom have contributed other than maybe their reliever, Hanrahan, that they brought in. And they're the best team in the American League right now, no doubt about that.
Who would you expect to shake out of there? I mean, Detroit obviously has had a good year as well, 84 wins on the season. Oakland in control in the West right now. What do you see shaking out in the American League?
Well, as I said, if it's not the best team that wins, then something went awry. Boston is firing on all cylinders. They have remarkable offense. They have closer at the end of the game, who's now the best closer in baseball. It's Uehara. You know, he's gone over 30 innings without giving up a run. He's perfect when he steps out on the mound. And the starting staff with Buchholz coming back has got to be right up there with most.
We live in St. Louis Cardinal country, unfortunately, for me as a Cub fan. But they've been very impressive this year. They're still in a dogfight for the top of the Central, but I guess everybody would expect, and it looks like that's the way it's headed, that all three teams for the postseason, or three teams will come out of the Central, I guess, for the postseason, including both wild card spots.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it looks like. And, St. Louis is a really good team, but I think, their championship season will depend on three things, and that's Molina, Molina, and Molina.
Hmm.
You know, if he can get as 100% and play the way he's capable of playing, I think he's the difference maker.
A couple of Arkansas guys on the mound last night. Cliff Lee, the former Cy Young winner, 8 good innings last night in a win by the Phillies, but certainly they've been one of the big disappointments. And then for the Pirates, of course, they've got A.J. Burnett, a former, an Arkansas native would be the best way to say it, and he had a good night last night. But talk to me about those two guys. And, you know, there was a lot of talk through the year that Cliff would be moved because of the struggles with the Phillies, but he's still there now.
I was really surprised. He's that one gunslinger, that one independent contractor with a track record that could leave one team and go to a next and be a difference maker. So he stayed put, and I was surprised at that.
What about Burnett? Burnett's had sort of an, I don't want to call it inconsistent because he's had more good moments than bad moments, but certainly he's been solid. He had a weird injury, I guess, to start the season, but he's had a good year so far. And are you buying Pittsburgh, and what do you think of AJ's performance this year?
Oh, I think AJ's been one of the best pitchers in the league. His win-loss record doesn't show that, but, you know, his curveball, fastball, and slider does, and I think the hitters would tell you that. I think the Pirates, you know, have as good a chance as anyone. They have that, you know, little Cinderella slipper that they're going to wear when they get into the playoffs, and that's always a factor.
Yeah, the Steelers stink, and the Pirates are going to the playoffs. It's really a weird year in Pittsburgh for sure.
Well, they stink after one game.
Yeah, well, they didn't
and
look. Oh, admittedly, yes. I mean, obviously, they have plenty of time to recover, but they've got some issues they're dealing with right now. Bobby Valentine joining us on the Revolution Hotline. So, as an athletic director, what kinds of things did you do to get yourself ready for this different role? I'm assuming it's nothing like you've ever done before.
Oh, I've hired good people and listened to good people, and I've done that before.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who have been in this business know the business better than I, and what I'm here to do is try to fill the needs. You know, of 31 sports teams, Division I sports teams, and a fabulous university that's trying to move forward.
What's the strongest program right now?
Oh, I don't want to say we have a strongest, but we are 2-0 in football, and our volleyball team keeps getting better. Our basketball teams, both women and men, did international tours and came back 5-0 respectively. So we have some programs that we're building on, and our fencing program is one, too, I guess, that we have to keep an eye on.
See, that's a sport we don't get to talk about much in the South. We don't talk a lot of fencing down here.
I'm talking about it for the first time. So,
do you guys have hockey?
Conversation.
Do you have hockey, Christina wants to know?
Yeah, we have women and men's hockey, and nice. We're in a rebound year. Hopefully both teams are going to be much improved.
It's very up there.
Yeah, well,
that's a big deal.
Well, of course.
Like a lot of great schools, like Boston, things like that. A lot of great schools come.
Yeah, and last year the Frozen Four had Quinnipiac and Yale, both being from Connecticut,
exactly. Right
up the road in the finals. So, yeah, hockey is alive and well here in Connecticut.
Bobby, I would be remiss, and I'm sure you get a lot of questions about this yesterday with the 9/11 remembrance yesterday, and I guess on into today we're still talking about it. I don't know how to ask the question, I guess, exactly, but maybe lasting impressions, and every year when the memorial rolls around, what goes through your mind? What do you think about?
Well, I don't know that it's so much different than I think every day. You know, when our commander-in-chief came in and said, "We'll never forget," those are the words that I remember, and the sights and the sounds and the smells that I experienced afterwards with so many people grieving, with so many people in need of a helping hand will live on forever. And I think that as the healing continues with so many people who were adversely affected, some good things have sprung of that, and hopefully the good will eventually outweigh the bad.
We appreciate the time very much. Thank you so much, and good luck at Sacred Heart. Maybe we'll get you on again here and talk some more baseball at some point.
Thank you. Good being with you guys.
All right, take care. It's Bobby Valentine.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we were up against the top of the hour.